UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is travelling today to Sri Lanka to discuss the conditions of nearly 300,000 ethnic Tamil civilians displaced by the war. He's also expected to urge the government to work to heal the nation's ethnic divisions in the wake of the conflict. Sri Lanka has said it plans to return most of the civilians displaced by the recently ended civil war to their homes within 6 months. In a joint statement, the Indian and Sri Lankan governments said they had agreed on the urgent need to resettle the civilians in their villages in the north as soon as possible. We spoke to the head of the National Peace Council of Sri Lanka, Jehan Pereira, about what this initiative means for the people who have been displaced.
The Indian agreement with the Sri Lankan government, the whole process of resettlement will be completed, or at least be underway in a serious way within 6 months, will be good news, especially to those who are inside the camps, as well as to Tamils outside the camps who are at this time feeling very much orphaned and alienated by what happened in the last phase of the war, where there was a heavy loss of civilian life and where there was no representation on the part of the Tamil people that could prevent such a terrible phenomenon from taking place. So Tamil people outside the camps would also be, I think, reassured that they have international attention, interest in their plight, and that India has stepped forward to ensure that the Sri Lankan government meets the humanitarian needs of the people instead of giving security concerns the foremost place.